Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Hashtag I'm for you. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey, and God is the light illuminating each and every step along the way. On Motivational Mondays, we have two programming offerings that we bring you each and every week. We have our Shape Up series, where it's time to shape up and win, to get into shape around your vision, that you would gain additional tools to add to your toolbox to feel more empowered on your journey for fulfilling your assignment. I want you to know that this time of vision training is specifically related to you achieving your goals. We want you to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. So every other week we have our Shape Up series, and on the alternating weeks we have our in-studio guests sharing around their specific areas of expertise and their journey, which of course we know that we can glean insight from where someone has traveled on their journey. And so we have our in-studio guests sharing with us every other week, and we bring you our Shape Up series every other week. Well, this evening's episode, it is time to shape up and win here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, our global listening audience, for we do not take the time that you spend with us for this hour of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take it lightly that you took the time to share and to join us to receive your weekly dose, as I would say, your weekly infusion of motivation and inspiration to to jumpstart your week so that you can be more empowered to work it now. I want you to know if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of each show are always available online, and you may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. And, of course, Coach Adams is totally and completely biased, but I want you to know that there is such a richness that is shared between our Shape Up series and our in-studio guests sharing their wisdom with us from week to week. Before we jump into today's topic, I want to encourage you to take a brief moment to write on someone's Facebook wall, send someone a DM, a tweet, a message in the bottle, a fax, an email, a text, a carrier pigeon. As you know, if you're listening in from week to week, Coach Adams gives you all of those different layers, and what we're saying is do what you need to do to invite someone to share in the richness of what will be shared on each episode of Motivational Mondays. We are here every Monday to give you that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week so that you can feel like I am more equipped to do my assignment. I'm more equipped to move forward in my vision. I am more equipped to achieve my goals. I am more equipped to live out my dream. And so I want you to know that we encourage you to invite someone to share in the episode with you, and we want to give and express our sincere heartfelt thanks for your support in continuing to expand our outreach. Well, today's subject is one that, wow, it has so really stirred up some things in the atmosphere because, you know, there's this great wisdom around understanding the hierarchy of success. And so often in my coaching practice, I have individuals who come to me and they say, Coach Adams, I am struggling with achieving more, my personal achievement. I am struggling with having worthy goals. I am struggling financially to gain financial freedom. I am struggling in my relationship. I am just struggling, and I'm fighting to get more. And so, you know, I did an unofficial survey, and I asked the question through this survey, what factors are robbing you of your peace of mind? You know, last week we had Lois Green on Motivational Monday sharing great wisdom around handle your business. If you missed it, you definitely want to visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou so that you can soak in the richness that was shared with Ms. Lois Green. But one of the things that I learned when she and I were sharing in preparation that the month of May, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And a part of her passion and what she was sharing was that not only is handling your business associated with, quote unquote, your vision and achieving your goals and all of that, but it is also specifically related to you getting into position, taking care of those things that you need to take care of. And so often, those things that you need to take care of may deal with your mental wellness, it may deal with your physical wellness, whatever it is, bottom line, we need to handle our business. And so with that said, in honor of May being Mental Health Awareness Month, I wanted to bring some richness around this process of understanding where I may be in my mental wellness, my mental health, as one would say. Do you know the signs of your mental health, specifically being at risk? Do you know when you're in a good place in your mental health? Do you know when you are struggling in your mental health? You know, maybe you're just having that proverbial bad day that happens often, or perhaps you're having a rough week. You are feeling down, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling overstressed, whatever your circumstances are, and you're at that place where the straw is about to break the camel's back, because you are in such a place of distress and your peace is being compromised. You know, one of the things that I have grown to learn and realize from my mentors, as they do this powerful teaching on the hierarchies of success, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, and one of the things that I have grown to realize is that great wisdom can be gleaned in understanding this process around one's hierarchy of success. See, so often we think that my hierarchies of success is specifically related to and associated with financial freedom. So often people say, if I have more money, my health will be more intact. And one of the things that I have grown to learn is that we focus in on those areas that are not necessarily the areas that will bring us peace of mind. Money is not the answer of all things. Will it definitely support? Absolutely. So don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. But as it relates to the hierarchies of success, what I found interesting is that peace of mind is numero uno. Peace of mind is the number one hierarchy of success. And so in my unofficial poll, in asking the question, what factors are robbing you of your peace of mind, I heard things such as, you know, my loss of peace is due to unrest, a lack of clarity in my life in general. Interestingly enough, some said the political climate, the world events, have me struggling in my peace of mind, a loss of general power in my life. I feel like I've lost power in one area or another. I'm feeling weak. The lack of resources, the lack of monetary funds that are coming in, and I'm worrying about, you know, how am I going to pay my bills? Family issues, relationship issues. A major crisis has occurred. Or just people in my life. Unfinished business. Having gaps. I have these various gaps in my life, and in each of those gaps, it's causing me to lose peace. The lack of health and or having health concerns. I'm not able to see how I can meet my needs. Again, that goes back to that concern for not having enough monetarily. And all of these various things, and I'm sure you're sitting there and you may actually have some other thoughts that you can add to this list from my unofficial survey, the unofficial poll, in my gathering this information. And, you know, one of the things that I found to be so interesting in doing my research to just really want to bring you a great richness that you can really connect with, and giving you some nuggets and some wisdom and some tools that would really support you. Why? Because those that are struggling with peace of mind, you are not alone. And this state of struggling to maintain peace, this is a breach in your mental health. You may not see it as such, but if you are about to, quote unquote, as one would say, lose your mind, you need to know the triggers. You need to know the signs of what is causing you, because so often we liken it to, again, the proverbial cycle of, oh, I'm just having a bad day, girl. Man, you just don't know. You don't know the trouble I've seen. You don't know what's happening in my life. I'm just having a bad day. You know, it's so funny because I was watching Spider-Man, I think Spider-Man 3, I was watching Spider-Man 3 again on DVD. And there was this one particular scene where the Peter character of Spider-Man, you know, he's very nice, he's very amiable, you know, just very kind and accommodating. And in his building, he was constantly ducking and diving and hiding from his landlord because he was struggling to make the ends meet. And he was tolerating so many things, like this door that would get stuck and didn't open properly and all of that. And so whenever he would come home, his landlord would hear him walking up the stairs, because his landlord lived in the building as well, and his landlord would open the door, "Where's my rent?" And he'd have to tell him, you know, "It's coming. I'm working on it. I need a little bit more time," whatever the case may be. And so this one particular day, and I'm getting back to what we're talking about here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams around this subject of our peace of mind. And so this next scene, you know, happens over a series of scenes where he comes home and he has morphed into this dark Spider-Man. Okay, so he's on edge because he has this dark Spider-Man thing going on and what have you. And you might be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? You are going to get it in just a second. And so his landlord does what his landlord does. His landlord asks him, you know, "Where is the rent?" And he snaps at him, literally. He snaps at him. And he says, "You'll get the rent when you fix this door." And he goes in and he closes the door. Now, what I found to be interesting about that, and this connects us with what we're talking about, his landlord said to his daughter, "Wow, he's a great kid. He must be having, wait for it, the proverbial term, a bad day." Because he knew that that was not the characteristic of who he knew this person to be. He said he must have some things going on. And, of course, if you've seen Spider-Man and you know the story, yes, he did have some things going on, and he was battling, you know, this dark demon at that time. Why do I share that with you? Many of us are struggling with dark demons that are causing us to lose, sacrifice our peace of mind, and we don't identify them. We're constantly pushing them under the rug. We don't want to deal with them. But I think it's important, and again, in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, that we need to look at some of these triggers and some of these signs. Why? So that you can determine, how do I need to shift and get myself out of this downward spiral and allow myself to reconnect up? Because it's so easy to do. So a number of the various signs of your mental health may be at risk. Notice I said maybe. Now, if you have any concerns, Coach Adams is not trying to diagnose and all of that today. I'm giving you information. This is just an awareness of information. Why? Because if you are struggling with any of these areas, you may want to seek your healthcare provider to dig into these areas deeper, because ultimately it's going to affect your outcome in your vision. It's going to affect the goals that you are achieving or not. It's going to affect you living out your dreams. And so some of the signs to consider that potentially my health may be at risk, my mental health may be at risk, is your sleep disturbed? Having a disturbance of your sleep. A dramatic wake fluctuation, be it up or down. Notice the key is it's dramatic. You know, a sudden loss of a lot of weight, a sudden gain of a lot of weight. So sleep disturbance, dramatic weight fluctuation, unexpected physical symptoms. You know, my mentors often will teach me, they've taught me so much wisdom around this process of the psychosoma. That so often when we're struggling with things, it comes and it manifests out in our body. And we have to step back and take a look at that. So if you are struggling with unexpected psychological, physical symptoms, it may be a result of some psychological issues that you need to process through, that you're continuously internalizing them, and they're manifesting out in your body in these various symptoms. You're having difficulty managing your anger or controlling your temper. That is, you know, exactly what we were talking about the Spider-Man character. You know, he just went off. He was angry, not able to control his temper. Many of us are angry, not able to control our tempers. We're on the edge. We're on the edge, and every little thing sets you off because you're battling for your peace of mind. You have a compulsive or obsessive behavior is going on. Characteristics are going on. You have to look at that. You're struggling with chronic fatigue, extreme tiredness. Now, obviously, we're not talking about if you are not getting the proper rest. So I want you to understand that you have to be realistic when you're evaluating what are these issues and recognize what the root cause is of these issues. If you're not getting sleep, and we said, you know, the break in sleep pattern, disturbance of sleep could very easily be one of these areas. But this chronic fatigue, tiredness, and a lack of energy, you're having memory problems. All of these things may be signs of mental health challenges that you are at risk. And it's important to understand, if you're hearing these symptoms, that you make a connection again with your healthcare provider. And I'm going to give you some thoughts on another point of view of this, but I wanted to at least bring the reality of those concerns as it relates to health issues, mental health issues. So that maybe if you're listening in, this gives you some triggers to say, wowzer, I need to see my health care provider. So we've talked about signs of and triggers of seeing and knowing that you may be. Notice I said may be at risk. Your mental health may be at risk. Because a sleep disturbance could very well be due to a sleep disorder. So you don't want to automatically say, oh, my God, I'm going crazy. No, that's not what Coach Adam said. Didn't say that, but want you to be clear on some of these signs. You know, this helps us as it relates to preventative maintenance. If we are aware of some of these signs, you know, like when your car doesn't just go out and die, it gives you signs. It starts starting slow. It hesitates various things before it just dies. And if you deal with the signs that you're getting beforehand, now you can address it and deal with it and move forward with the preventative maintenance. And that's what we're talking about right now. Because all of this will jeopardize your peace of mind, which is the numeral uno, number one of the hierarchies of success. And we're going to talk about that even further. So we said that this sleep disturbance, dramatic weight fluctuation, unexpected physical symptoms, difficulty managing anger or controlling your temper, everything sets you off. The compulsive, obsessive behaviors, chronic fatigue, tiredness, and lack of energy, memory problems, all of these are potential signs of mental health issues that you may be at risk. In addition to that, you know, you shun away from social activities. You don't want to interact, you kind of go into this cave, you withdraw from others. These are all signs, because that withdrawing is oftentimes a sign of depression. For those that are married and in the proper context of relationships, sex is no longer fun. You have mood swings, erratic behavior, all of these things. And it's not that just you notice these mood swings and erratic behavior, but it's noticed by others. You know, I find it so interesting that so often we have our blinders on. I remember this was in the 80s. You know, I was a young adult growing and just learning who I was as a person and all of that. So I remember having on a number of occasions, people would say, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I am absolutely fine. But I had to take notice, and I'm connecting that back to what we're talking about, these mood swings and the erratic behavior, that I had to take notice that I had several people asking me, are you okay? Is everything all right? And what I realized is that I really was okay. But there was some messaging that I was sending that was leading people to believe that I wasn't okay. And what I realized is that there can be an intensity in my continence. If I'm not careful, people will think something's wrong because I'm a deep processor thinker, so I can look very intense. And I am very intense at times because of my passion. And I realized that the message that I was sending was leading people to believe that there was something wrong when in essence there wasn't. So I'm sharing this with you that this information is so that you can process, so that you can assess, so you can determine where am I in this process. Why is this significant and important? It's significant and it is so important because nothing, absolutely nothing is worth your peace of mind. None of those circumstances that we talked about is worth you sacrificing your peace. And all of these things are factors that if we are not careful, the factors that we talked about, when it comes down to what factors are robbing you of your peace, people again stated in an unofficial survey, that a loss of peace is due to unrest. Where is that unrest coming from? And that is something we have to deal with. What is at the root? Why? So that we can cut it off, sever it at the root. Many said a lack of peace is due to unrest, a lack of clarity. I know for me, oh my gosh, I remember, and this was in the 90s, before I made the connection with my purpose, I felt like, and I use this analogy often, I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. Well, I was trying to fit into a place that I wasn't designed for. Therefore, there was constant friction. I had no peace. My peace of mind, I was constantly in battle with my peace of mind. I didn't know what my path was. I'm connecting this back to when there is a lack of clarity, a lack of purpose, a lack of vision, this can cause your peace to waver. And so we talk about some of those legitimate areas that may be a sign of mental health, your mental health being at risk. But now we're looking at on the flip side of these areas that are not mental health related, but yet there are clear signs, there are clear effects that will make one feel like they are losing their peace of mind. And that's what we're zoning in on today on Motivational Mondays. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, because nothing is worth you sacrificing your peace of mind. We're talking about understanding this number one hierarchy of success being peace of mind. And so we looked at and talked about in our unofficial survey that many said the political climate. I know for many, this political climate, the world events that are going on. If you just look at social media, for many it's very disturbing. But are you allowing that to affect your peace of mind? And I'm pausing strategically at certain points because I want you to really process and determine, because you're not in the boat alone. None of us are in the boat alone. There's oftentimes that these factors will cause us to shift in our peace of mind. And so often it's because we have the hierarchies of success out of alignment. If we recognize that the number one is peace of mind, that should be the number one focus. And everything starts with having a healthy mind and being in a healthy place mentally. Disconnecting, not feeling that you have power, there's a sense of a disconnect. The thought of or the lack of not enough in any particular area, the lack of resources, the concern because of the lack of resources, bringing on worry, having family dynamic issues. You know, it's so interesting. I was speaking with someone literally just on, I believe it was Thursday, and no, it was actually Saturday, speaking to someone on Saturday, and they were saying that they were going out on disability because they just had too much going on in their lives. They had too much going on through work. They had too much going on in their personal life, family dynamics. All of this stuff has become overwhelming, and they're struggling with their peace. Is that you today? Because if it is, we need to deal with it. We need to, one, identify the issues, the challenges, and work to navigate around and away from those areas of struggle. Doesn't mean necessarily that the struggles are not, as some would say, the struggle is real. It doesn't mean that the struggle is not real.
It is not that you're putting your head into a sand, into the sand like the ostrich. No. But you're giving a face to those areas so that you know how to properly battle. You know, I remember I was on a job many years ago. This was in the early 2000s, I think. And I had a boss. Oh, my gosh. He had high highs and low lows and didn't know what that was all about. As it turned out, he had a mental illness. And he wasn't taking his medication. And so he had these high highs and these low lows because he was in denial. Don't be in denial around whatever the circumstances in the natural may be. It doesn't mean that you have to hold on and embrace it, but it is important to know what you're battling against so that you can now do what you need to do to shift away from. So I'm not one that says put your head in the sand and but you have to know what you're battling against so that you can properly deal with it. Don't act like there's nothing going on if there is something going on, but it doesn't mean that you get on your soapbox every chance you get and, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I see. Identify it. Do what you need to do to grow away from that area. It may mean eating more healthy. It may mean exercising, more water, whatever it is. There's always things that we can do to shift once we identify and we know. And so as we're looking at these various areas, one of the things that I want to share with each and every one of you, our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays today, that when I am struggling, Coach Adams is struggling with her peace of mind. For me, that is a clear sign that I have disconnected with my source, that I'm giving too much of my attention, too much of my focus to the stuff versus the one that gives hope, the one that is all powerful. And for me, that is God, that is Jesus. I'm not trying to force my beliefs on you. I'm just sharing with you what it is for me. And so I want to give you some thoughts to consider that whatever your position, I have found that meditation is one that is such a great support. And just taking the time to be still, taking the time to be quiet, one with you and whatever your belief system is, taking the time to be still, to allow your mind to settle from all of the stuff, to get away from, to detach and to separate from all of the stuff. The reason why the stuff has grabbed our peace is we've allowed it to. We've allowed it to because there's great power in what we give our focus to, what we give our attention to. And so if you continuously, for example, let's pull one off of our list. The lack. How about that? Because that is something that many struggle with. So if I am continuously focused in on the lack of my account, the negative, it's approaching negative. Oh, my gosh, there's only $4 there. Oh, my gosh, there's just, if I'm constantly giving my attention and energy to that, that is what I have now allowed to dominate. And that's where the challenge lies, because I've allowed that to dominate versus separating and giving my attention and focus to whatever your source of hope is. What is that greater for you? For me, I've said it's God, it's Jesus. That's my belief system. Don't want to infringe my beliefs on you. What is yours? There has to be something greater than you. Because do you know that people commit suicide because they have lost hope. They don't feel that there is any greater hope for a better tomorrow. And that's why I'm saying to you here on Motivational Mondays that whatever your hope is, you need to focus and shift your attention, your energy on whatever that looks like for you. Because whatever it is that you focus your energy, your attention to, that is what you are in essence giving life to. So if you're continuously focusing on the lack, you're going to be in a place of unrest and your peace is going to constantly be in the balance. But if you learn how to, through prayer, meditation, positive words, to shift that energy, to shift away from that negativity. And of course, we are now talking about if there is not a biological or chemically induced issue associated with, you know, like for example, bipolar disorder, that is a chemical imbalance. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who has just gotten into a little downward spiral of depression because of the circumstances, because of all of those factors that we were talking about. So know that there are clear distinctions. And again, please do not misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying today. But we want to identify and know that nothing is worth your peace of mind. That's all you have. People go crazy because they've lost their peace of mind. Don't lose your peace of mind. How do you guard against that? You guard against that by what you are intentionally, deliberately giving your attention and your focus to through various outlets. You know, you may be listening in and you may say, Coach Adams, wow, you know what? I have something that I want to share with your global listening audience that has worked for me. For me, it's getting into that quiet place. For me, it's meditation. For me, it's prayer. For me, it's shifting my focus on what I'm giving my attention to. And that keeps me in, quote, unquote, that zen place. What will it take for you to get to that zen place? You know, I remember many years ago I was speaking to someone who often, because they were retired at the time, they often looked at the news. And they constantly had a concern about everyone in their lives, in their daily lives, because they were so focused on the news. Well, yeah, if you focus on the news, guess what? You won't even want to get out of bed every morning because it is just laced with negativity. My family knows, and you judge me if you like. You can say whatever you want. I, to some degree, live in a bubble. And they know certain world events. I try to stay up on things, and I'm not saying this is the right approach. I'm just saying this is what Coach Adams does to keep her mental state and her peace of mind where it needs to be. I touch in and I'm out. Why? Because I know the effects of it. My family knows if there's something major, you may have to bring me up to speed on that because I may not be aware. And that's just my choice. I'm not saying it's the right choice. I'm saying that is my choice. And I have the right to my choice. Why? Because I am guarding with vigilance my ear gates. I'm guarding what I'm allowing to be deposited into my soul. I'm guarding my eye gates of what I'm allowing myself to look at and to watch, because I know it can, in fact, be a seed that is planted that will in turn affect my peace of mind. Those various images, those things that you are hearing, it all has an effect. All of these areas of concern, if you keep looking at the issues,
the issues, it gets heavy. But if you start focusing in on hope for a greater tomorrow, and this too shall pass, there is a lifting that happens. That all things, life is about seasons, and seasons change. There's something that happens. But if you don't see hope, and every situation is hopeless, then yes, you're going to continue to go into a negative downward spiral. And in that downward spiral, you've lost your peace. One of the things that I found to be beneficial as well is that, you know, many years ago, I don't know what year it was, I think it's Sarah Brand-Braddock, I hope I'm not saying her name correctly, best-selling author at one point for Simple Abundance, her book. And the powerful thing about that, and I've always used this philosophy and concept in my coaching practice, that if you're not one that can see the glass half full, then you need to put tools in place that support you in being able to do that. And a gratitude journal is a wonderful way to be able to do that. Many of us, our peace is, it's, you know, a tightrope because we cannot take the time to appreciate what we have, the simple abundances of life. We are not grateful enough. And so maybe you need to just start today by writing a gratitude journal to shift just that. When you start to see the victories that you've overcome, that you are victorious, that circumstances that you thought would break you, they haven't broken you. You still have your peace. There are others that don't have their peace. And I know there are crises that can happen in life that without question can have us at jeopardy of our peace. I dealt with a crisis. And when I tell you, I can honestly say that I know firsthand how someone splits personality. I was on the verge of that with this crisis that happened in my life. But I have to say, nobody but God saved me and contained my peace of mind. So I know the power of what you focus your energy on, and how just that, guarding your ear gate, guarding your eye gate, how that truly makes a difference in this maintaining your peace of mind. You have to fight for it because nothing is worth this sacrifice of your peace of mind. None of these factors. We give our peace away. You don't have to give your peace away. It's a choice. You don't have to do it. So I want you to know, make the decision today. This is the time in our programming where we're going to invite you, our global listening audience, if you have a question or a comment around today's show, know that this is your opportunity to do so. Would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything? Have you gotten anything from what was shared? Our dial-in number, because you do need to be dialed in to make that connection. If you're already on the line, you would simply hit 1 to add yourself to the host queue, 1 to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you simply need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, and again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So what have we talked about so far? We've talked about the significance of understanding if you are at risk, if your mental health is at risk, potentially. We're not diagnosing anyone. This is signs for you to be aware of that you may want to seek out your physician, your healthcare provider around if you're seeing
many of these issues where you are today? Or is it just that there are these factors that we talked about? You're not able to see how your needs will be met. There is a lack of health or health concerns. You have these various gaps. You have unfinished business. There are people in your life. All of these things that we have been discussing are subject to change. In a lot of cases, we have to be vigilant in making the shift. For example, if you say it's the people in my life, the people, they're causing me to lose my peace of mind, people, shift the people. You don't have to give them your attention in the way that you've been giving them your attention. Okay, you may be saying, you don't understand, Coach Adams, it's my family. Okay, I get that, and that's your family, and your family is your family. You can't change your family, but you can change the amount of time, the amount of attention that you're giving these individuals. And that is just an example. One may say, it's the political climate. Coach Adams, do you understand what's going on? The world events are happening. You just don't know what's happening from the White House and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. I'm not minimizing any of those things. But why are you allowing that to rob you of your precious commodity of peace? That is a birthright that you've been given. Peace. That's a promise that you've been given. So if you're not resting in that place of peace of mind, the number one hierarchy of success, you need to determine how and where do you need to make a shift. You have the power. It's within your control. Yes, you may have to make some adjustments, but there are things that you can do to regroup and to get to the place of where you need to be so that even in the midst of the storm of the stuff, the storm can be raging all around you. But nevertheless, when you know who your anchor is and you are so connected with your source, the storm can be raging all around you, but yet you can maintain peace. I know that's hard to believe for some of you. I know it is. I know if you're sitting there, you're like, Coach Adams, you don't know my circumstances. And I may not know your circumstances, but let me tell you, you don't know mine either. And I am one that can tell you that, yes, you can, in fact, in the midst of the storm, still have peace that passes all understanding when you have the right anchor in your life. And that's what I want to encourage you with today on Motivational Monday. Whatever your source, whatever your anchor, make sure that your anchor stays intact, that you continue to stay in the very presence of your source. And whatever that looks like for you, be it through prayer, through meditation, being still, worship, whatever that looks like for you, take the time to reconnect with your source. I remember being on a flight many years ago, and you can say what you will about different religious beliefs and what have you, but I remember being on a plane, mind you, and it was time for this particular individual to do their daily prayer routine. And do you know that they got up and they walked into the area of where the bathroom was, and they literally, in that small little space, got on their knees for a quick moment to reconnect with their source. And I thought, wow, but they were doing what they needed to do for their peace of mind. Maybe different than what I would do, maybe different belief systems. One, they say, does it take all of that? For them, they felt like it took all of that. What I'm encouraging you to do is to do whatever it takes for you to maintain your peace, because that is a right that you have. Peace has been given to you, and so I want you to know that it's up to you to maintain it. It's up to you to not allow those factors that are legitimate factors, legitimate concerns, rob you from your peace. And if it's beyond the concerns of life and you think that there may be a challenge in the area of your mental health, I want you to make sure that you seek out your health care provider and pursue those areas of concern even greater. Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Today is May 1st, and this is the countdown for early bird registration for the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, the next Wind Shop hosted July the 29th. If you would like additional event information and to register, visit www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Maybe you're thinking, wow, I can't make it to this event, but I want to sponsor someone. I want to sow a seed of empowerment. You can do that at the same location. Know that sponsorship is available and all support is greatly appreciated. I want you to know we want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking your question or making a comment live. I want you to know that you can do that through our social network, through Facebook. We do have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and if you're not already a part of that network, you can ask to be, and you know, to become a part of the group. And if you're a part of the group, you can leave a note. You know, take the time to, if you got something from today's episode, jot it there so others can see. Maybe if you leave a note there, someone else will be encouraged who's not already listening to tune in. On our next episode, I'm real excited about next week's in-studio guest. Mr. James Jacobs is a longtime business owner and is a pillar in the community of Inglewood, California. Will be sharing with us the mental capacity for sustaining a business. Again, in honor of this being Mental Health Awareness, we're taking different points of view around such a important subject that many struggle with and need more information around. Because as you know, Coach Adams often tells you, it's your mindset, and wherever your mindset is, that's going to determine where you go. You've often heard the quote, it is our mindset that will make the difference in what we achieve or not. So I want you to know that this is all significant and important on our journey of shaping up to win, on our journey of achieving our goals, on our journey of fulfilling our dreams, and making sure that our vision truly becomes a reality. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I would love to stay in touch with you and to make sure you stay in touch with the happenings of what's going on under the umbrella of the Coach Adams brand and the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer and to support with enhancing and enriching your life. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for you. We are here every Monday. Tune in for your weekly dose, your weekly infusion of motivation and inspiration to be empowered as you jumpstart your week. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adam signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win.